Well, we thought I thought we had my son. You know, he'd take us anywhere we wanted to go. And he died three years after his daddy died. So my daughter-in-law has a nice car, but she has nobody to drive it too much. They don't look like they don't care about, everybody has their own car and they don't care about driving somebody else's car. So we get rides to go to Mass and we'll ask somebody to take us to get groceries, and that's the way we do down here. But I'm sorry, I had never learned how to drive.
Yeah. Well.
But you just don't know all those things, that's all.
You had your main roads down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little road that would go off of the main road would be a...
Mm-mm. Oh, you mean, well, in fact, this is the main road here. Going on to Plaquemine, or you take this road and go on and get the other roads and go on to Baton Rouge or anywhere you want to go, you know, up the country anywhere you want to go. And then they have they have all those oil wells down there. They have a road going down that way, you see. Now, it's all blacktop, just like this, nice roads.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice roads.
Suppose you came to a person's farm down the public road, and then you came to the turnoff going to their house. What would you call that?
I don't know, because... I think what you're talking about, I think the... No, that would be they're fixing a place down there that they have houses on both sides, you see, and then they have a road going down the middle. But I think most everybody that has a farm or something, they have a way to get to the house.
Yes, ma'am. When you're in a big city like Plaquemine, along the side of the street, what do they have for you to walk on? You walk on the...
On a sidewalk, on pave.
Bank it, yeah.
Yeah, sidewalk. It's that white, you see, that you walk on there. It's pave.
Now, say you're walking down a gravel road and a dog came out. You might pick up a...
rock?
And
hit him?
Did you ever have problems with dogs like that?
We never did have too much problem with dogs, but yeah, about, it might have been last year, the early part of last year, we had a great big old white dog came here. At least I had it in my place. Nobody else was bothered with him. He came here, and if I stepped out of this little yard here, out into the big yard, he would watch me, and I never noticed it for a good while after, you see. If I'd go out there to clean around my trees and all that, he would lie down there and he would watch me. If I'd get up, he would growl. And he scared me. I said, I could be, you know, cleaning that, he could come and jump on me and hurt me. So I asked this lady over here to ask her husband to kill it. So we tried to find out, we just heard nobody owned it, nobody wanted it. Well, it went on a good while. I didn't see the dog. She told me, we got the dog. We killed it back in the woods. He followed us back in the woods and we killed it. Not long after she told me that, the same dog came back. I know it was the same one. They thought they had killed it, but you see, they might have heard it and it went on off, and when it got well, it came on back. And I called her and I asked her if I was seeing things.